Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Powerful new explosions rocked Beirut's southern suburbs around midnight as Israel expanded its bombardment of the Hezbollah and Hamas militant groups in Lebanon. Israel also struck a Palestinian refugee camp deep in the north for the first time. Hamas says two members of its military wing have been killed in Lebanon. Thousands of people in Lebanon continue to flee the widening conflict. Rallies are being held around the world, marking the approaching anniversary of the war in Gaza. One such rally took place in Washington, where Anissa Dawadi with the Palestinian Youth Movement took aim at Washington and its allies who are supporting Israel.
We're here today to grieve over the loss of over 100,000 martyrs, but to uplift the calls for mobilizing and organizing and resistance in support of the Palestinian people. And so through that, our role here in the United States and specifically here in Washington, D.C., is to uplift the demand for an arms embargo on Israel and is to demand that our politicians, the Biden administration and the next administration, whoever that may be, to end all U.S. aid and end its complicity in this genocide.
The demonstrations come as the anniversary approached of the Hamas October 7th attack on southern Israel, in which 1,200 people were killed and about 250 taken hostage, according to Israeli tallies. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says North Korea's recent disclosure of a nuclear facility was likely an attempt to grab U.S. attention ahead of the presidential election. He also told the Associated Press that North Korea will likely stage major provocations, such as a nuclear test explosion or long-range missile test. He shared the government's assessment on the recent moves by North Korea leaving Sunday for a three-nation trip that includes a stop in Laos for a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders. This is VOA News. Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump Saturday returned to the rural Pennsylvania site where he was nearly assassinated, rallying a large crowd in the critical battleground state 1 month before the November 5th election.
I want to just let you know that tonight I returned to Butler in the aftermath of tragedy and heartache to deliver a simple message to the people of Pennsylvania and to the people of America. Our movement to make America great again stands stronger, prouder, more united, more determined, and nearer to victory than ever before. We're going to make America great again.
In mid-speech, Trump called upon stage a powerful ally, Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla and owner of the social media platform X. It was his first time at a Trump campaign event since he endorsed the former president after July 13th. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris pledged ongoing federal support for those affected by Hurricane Helene as she visited the state of North Carolina. The Democratic presidential nominee met with state and local officials, praising the work of strangers helping strangers. She also helped pack aid kits and met with volunteers, calling them heroes among us. It was her second trip in 4 days to the disaster zone. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a storm brewing in the Gulf of Mexico could intensify into a hurricane threatening Florida.
Florida in the path of another possible hurricane next week with Tropical Storm Milton brewing in the Gulf of Mexico. Here's the National Hurricane Center's Dan Brown.
It could become a hurricane by the time it reaches Florida. Either kind of late Tuesday or Wednesday time period.
But Brown says even before that.
We are looking at potential for heavy rainfall across portions of Florida.
And he says residents need to prepare.
So right now it's a good time for folks to try to replenish some of their hurricane supplies.
Meanwhile, Hurricanes Kirk and Leslie remain far out at sea with no forecast showing either making landfall. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, the death toll from Hurricane Helene has inched up to 227 as the grim task of recovering bodies continues more than a week after the monster storm ravaged the U.S. southeast. Helene came ashore September 26th as a Category 4 hurricane and carved a wide swath of destruction as it moved northward from Florida. It destroyed homes, washed away roads, and knocked out electricity and cell phone service for millions. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.